Hello everyone, welcome back to our pronunciation challenge. I am Judy, and how are you guys doing today? I have seen all your comments on my first pronunciation challenge, and I'm really thankful for some of your compliments, and hope you guys can keep challenge with me. Also, if you have any question about the topic sentence or pronunciation or even English learning, feel free to leave a comment below. I will do my best to answer you. So, before taking a look at today's video, I want to ask you some questions. First, are you a person who likes to set goals in your life? If you are saying yes to this question, then do you often tell your goals to others? If you are nodding your head again, then this video will tell you some bad news. According to this video, telling others your goal will trick you into a feeling that it's already done, increasing the satisfaction, and then you will be less motivated to achieve your goal. So, if you are this kind of person, maybe you need to think again before telling someone. So, here comes our topic sentence today. You could resist the temptation to announce your goal. You can delay the gratification that the social acknowledgement brings, and you can understand that your mind mistakes the talking for the doing. You could resist the temptation to announce your goal. You can delay the gratification that the social acknowledgement brings, and you can understand that your mind mistakes the talking for the doing. 好，在今天的 topic sentence 里面呢，我们来看第一个学习重点 resist 这个单字呢是动词，反抗或者是抗拒。如果当名词使用的时候，它的意思是防染剂或是抗湿剂。形容词抵抗的。叫做 resistant。 那大家身边可能会有一些东西是防水的，防水的英文怎么说呢？就是 water resistant。 防什么的，我们形容词就是用 resistant 这个单字。比如说你的包包是防水的，你就可以说 my bag is water resistant。好，那这个单字让我们联想到其他一些一样是 SIST 字尾的单字。那字尾是 SIST 的话，它有站着的意思。比如说 insist 这个单字， insist 它是动词，坚持。像 in 就是在某个地方，那 sist 我们刚说过是站着，所以一直站在某个地方，它延伸出来的意思就是坚持。那还有另外一个 assist 是一个动词，帮助，就很像我们学过很简单的单字 help 是个同义字。那下一个是 persist 呢，它是持续做某一件事情的那个持续。那第二个单字是 temptation 呢，它是一个名词，诱惑。不知道大家有没有看过007的电影，它有很多集，那我就想运用到这个单字，因为007不管在哪一集里面，它都无法抗拒女人美貌的诱惑。那我们就可以讲英文，我们可以怎么讲，我们可以讲说 007 always gave in to the temptation of women。 来 gave in 呢，它是屈服，那 temptation 我们刚刚说过是诱惑， women 就是 woman 的复数，注意哦，单数跟复数的发音不大一样，女人的单数是 woman， 但是它的复数是women， 大家注意一下。所以007总是呢屈服于女人的诱惑，就是 007 always gave in to the temptation of women。 那动词诱惑是 tempt， 形容词诱惑人的或是吸引人的就是 tempting。 那在这边可以跟大家分享一些学英文的小技巧，就是在你学英文越来越久，背的单字也越来越多，你难免会忘记最新学的一些单字。那像我自己在背单字的时候，我就会每学一个新的单字，我就会尽量去联想到我之前是不是也有学过相同意思的字。比如说像 tempting 这个字好了， tempting 是形容词，吸引人的，那我就会联想到我之前好像有学过一个单字叫 attractive， 它同时也是吸引人的，然后把它们联想在一起，等到之后再写作文啊，或者是跟人家对话的时候，你就可以用同义字去替换，这样你就比较不会忘记一个新的单字。在这边跟大家分享一下一些学英文的小技巧。好，那我们来看第三个单字。第三个单字呢是 gratification。 gratification 呢它是名词，满足，就像是你可能之前有学过的单字 satisfaction。 satisfaction 也是满足。那还有另外两个字跟它长得有点像，形容词感谢的是 grateful。 grateful 后面如果要加介系词是加 to 或是 for， 它的同义字就是 thankful。 thankful 如果你想说我真的很感谢有你的帮忙，你就可以说 I am grateful to have you help me。 那名词的感谢就是 gratitude。 gratitude最后一个单字是 acknowledgement。 acknowledgement 这个单字有点长，所以我慢慢发音给大家听。如果单字有点长的话，你可以把它分段，像是 acknowledgement， 我的分段就会是这样 acknowledgement。 acknowledgement 是名词，承认。那动词承认是 acknowledge。 那我们可以造一个句子，像是在一个团体里面有一些人比较不会被注意到，但他又表现得他很想被注意到，这时候你就可以跟你的朋友讲说 He just wants everybody's acknowledgement。 He just wants everybody to acknowledge him。 在这边的 acknowledge 呢就比较不没有人承认的意思，它就比较像是哦注意到它，那你就可以在你的日常生活中使用。最后我们再来复习一次今天的 topic sentence。 You could resist the temptation to announce your goal. You can delay the gratification that the social acknowledgement brings. And you can understand that your mind mistakes the talking for the doing.Thanks for joining us for today's pronunciation challenge. I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye.